Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, Mark. Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. How's it going?
Doing great, Ryan. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to you. Let's kick this off. So for my audience of Morning Upgraders, please tell us who you are, what you do for a living, and then either a win or something you're grateful for.
Well, my name is Mark Willis. I'm a certified financial planner. I work with clients all over the country, mostly business owners, real estate investors, even NFL Super Bowl champions. But most people I love to sit down and chat with and work on solutions for are people who just want more agency, control, purpose in their life where they can reach their potential without taking a bunch of unnecessary risks. Just recently helped a gentleman. He's getting ready to pay off his mortgage using some of the strategies I've helped him do. And for him, that's going to free up several $1,000s a month in cash flow and give him the kind of lifestyle he wants as he heads into the next chapter of life.
Mm, sounds like a big win. How did you get the Super Bowl champion? How'd you get that business?
They reached out to me. I guess they've been listening to my podcast, Not Your Average Financial Podcast. And I guess they wanted to learn more about some of the strategies we were talking about on the show.
That's excellent. Have you always been, if we go back, if we were speaking when you were in high school, do you always gravitate towards financial topics, learning and teaching yourself, or did it develop when you were older?
Definitely not. I was not a numbers guy, money guy in my young adult life. I went through college mostly blind to money. I ended up stumbling out of 3 private school degrees between my wife and I. We actually walked away. Most of the debt was on my shoulders, but it was about $120,000 of student loan debt. We happily graduated in 2008, right when the world economy was shedding jobs like a overcoat in spring. So we did not have a big, juicy income to cover that giant monthly student loan payment. And back then, we actually had to pay off our debts, funny enough. So we struggled with how we were going to do this thing. And, you know, a side effect, a second order consequence to having to pay off a debt is you get really focused on money. You know, it's funny how creditors calling you at dinner time makes you focus on this thing called money. So we did. And thank goodness it's given us not just the ability to wipe out all of our debts, but to become better than debt free, to become the banker in our own life.
Back in 2008, I like to talk about mindset on the show. It sounds like that period obviously was very stressful. Do you remember your mindset back then, and how did you get what you needed to get done with that overwhelming pressure and stress that I'd imagine you were feeling?
Yeah, you know, it really starts with the potential. There's a video that's been on YouTube probably 20 years. I remember seeing it about 20 years ago. It's crazy to think YouTube's even been around that long. But I was watching this video of these fleas in a jar, and the lid on the jar kept the fleas from jumping out, of course. But after a day or two, they remove the jar's lid and let the fleas just sort of jump. But they will never jump higher than the limit that was set by the lid. And their behavior is set for their entire life. And most frighteningly, when the fleas reproduce, the children will learn from the adults that this is as far as we can, as high as we can jump and no higher. And that scared me to my core. Like, where is the lid in my life right now? And that applied to lots of things in my life, not just my finances, but in every area. And I was determined. I read a quote by Mae Jemison. The quote is, "Never be limited by other people's limited imaginations." That was just a light bulb moment to say, well, what is possible? If I could create a financial strategy that could not just get us out of this hole that we're in, but actually build generational wealth and passive income for my family, what would it look like? How would I get there? So breaking that lid and the limits set by it was the starting point of overall success and pathway free.
Excellent. I actually jotted down flea jar story because I send out a weekly email for Morning Upgrade, and I send out a weekly digest for Ballantine, our marketing agency. And I like to share inspirational stories and whatnot. So I'm definitely going to be sharing that. So I appreciate that. So let's talk about your morning routine, Mark. How do you start your days?
Well, yeah, it's a great question. You got to start with a determination to be successful. In fact, mm-hmm. If you don't, you're going to go to bed disappointed. There's a quote by George Lorimer. I try to keep the best quotes front and center for things like this. And one of my favorite quotes by George Lorimer is, "You've got to get up out of bed with determination if you want to go to bed with satisfaction." I like that quote because there's a cyclical nature to our days. You wake up and kind of like a roll of toilet paper, life seems to move faster and faster the more you use it. So you got to use your days wisely. And if you wake up with a particular intention, determination, you will leap out of bed before the sun is even up. The sun, the center power battery of the entire solar system, and you beat it out of bed. That already is a win right there. So starting with that determination and then an intention for what your day is going to be like at the end when you hit that pillow again, it's an unbelievable, like, energy generating, self-fulfilling prophecy, you might say. So I'll go, you know, get my normal routine started, and I'll usually sit down and review my big projects for the day. I'll set down three major tasks. I have a modified version of the Full Focus Planner by Michael Hyatt that I use, that I've created. And anyone who wants it, by the way, can reach out to me. You can go to notyouraveragefinancialpodcast.com, click on request a 15-minute meeting, and in the note of the appointment, just say Full Focus Planner, and I'll make sure to get that template to you right away when you schedule the appointment at notyouraveragefinancialpodcast.com. And just click on request a meeting. So this template I've made, I use it all the time, every single day. I have several different affirmations that I speak over the day. I write down my life goals, what my potential would look like if it were totally actualized. And then I get into my daily calendar and then finally summarize everything with my daily big three, the three things I absolutely need to get done to move the ball forward on my weekly big three, which are part of my quarterly goals, which are part of my annual goals, which all support the dreams and hopes of a life well lived. You know, we cannot, just like toilet paper, man, we cannot roll that life back up again. It's, you know, you ever try to roll a toilet paper roll back up, it's not going to look pretty. And yeah, the same is true with life. Life moves in one direction. And as I said, it seems to move faster the more you use it.
Does your wife have a morning routine as well?
She does. Yeah, she does. She's got her own. I think as you get into adulthood, you figure out what works for you. Yeah. And we all have different sort of time chronologies. I don't know too much about these chronology personality types, but some folks are morning risers, some are later risers. But the key is to set an intention, and she and I both do that. We both write it out, and she has a really great handwriting. So she uses physical paper. I have to rely on digital pecking on a keyboard so I can read my own writing. But it gives both of us something to think about and focus on for our day.
I'm a pen to paper guy too.
It's great.
I mean, since I'm in marketing, I'm typing all day, so I could type fast, but because I've been doing it for so darn long. But yeah, I like in the morning, pen to paper. It's very, for me at least, it's very soothing.
Mm-hmm.
Did the personal development stuff that you do, did that all start in that 2008 period, like when you were starting to build things up and you were going through those challenges?
Well, no, there were some mentors that helped me really get that baked right into my core from the beginning, and even before 2008. There was some adversity in my young childhood. My parents got divorced and so forth. So having that young trauma, you might say, was sort of what I suppose jump started me into thinking about, hey, how am I going to take this life and not just end up feeling like a tennis ball floating down a gutter? Because you can do that. You can live your life just sort of passively being pulled along by the currents of culture or what the social media feeds want you to think. Or what, even worse, the news wants you to think, or politicians want you to think. When I knew that I had to take control over my mind and have something positive placed in there every single day, I knew that I was going to be needing a system to do that. And I have, you know, thankfully, gracefully, had some great mentors that gives me I went through things like the Miracle Morning practice. I did Savers for a while, and I've done so many other different systems, and they change and evolve over time, but it's all about helping you reach and actualize your potential as best as you can.
Yeah. So there's a book called Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. And he talks about what you alluded to before about becoming a drifter, or not becoming a drifter is the main message. And so it's an important message for sure. What brings you happiness, Mark? What fills your cup? What fulfills you?
there's so much I think that you can get into with happiness. And again, this might also change over time. So, you know, this is as of we're recording this, right? But it's honestly the best experience is when you feel spent at the end of it. So when you feel spent, when you know you've given what you can, I feel like that to me brings me a happiness experience. That transformation of stored energy to delivered energy from one person to another, or from you to your project you're working on, the piece of art you might be working on, or a database you're trying to fix, or you know, serving and helping a client to help them reach their potential. Those are the people I think that are those that are contributing to the human race are the happiest people. Those that see their whole entire lifetime as a positive and creative contribution to the human race. If it's merely storing up your own energy, you know, save, keep, I think that's ultimately going to end up feeling shallow, empty, and short-sighted. When you ask what brings happiness and what fills my cup, I think it's honestly the launched rocket off the launch pad. You think about the word potential for a minute here, Ryan. What is one of the coolest and also scariest words in the human language? It's the word potential. When you have a launch pad, you know, with a beautiful glistening rocket standing atop it, full of fuel, energy, there's such potential just packed right into that small little rocket. And if it sits there on a morning, you look at it and you say, boy, that rocket has such potential. It could go to the moon. It could go to Mars, beyond, to the stars. And yet, let's say 30 years go by and that rocket is now rusted, still sitting on the launch pad, full of all that leaking fuel. It now becomes, wow, that rocket had such potential. What a shame. What a devastation. What a tragedy. Honestly, I think the worst thing to write on someone's gravestone is he had such potential. Because I believe, again, happiness comes from actualizing your potential. If you can reach for the greatest version of you on this side of heaven and then go beyond your best version of you on the other side of heaven, that to me feels like the best life well lived. Ask me tomorrow and see if I change my mind. But that's where I'm at today.
No, that's good, though. You're making me think of Ed Milet, because he talks about when he dies and he is in front of God, and God shows him, like, here's who you could have been. You know, at your highest potential. He wants that person to be very similar to the man he was when he passed away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, no regrets.
There you go, man. No regrets. I think there's a song. It's What Might Have Been. I'm thinking about that old song right now. It's from like the 80s or 90s. In fact, there's a Jim Rohn quote. He says, what's the source of unhappiness? The source of unhappiness is doing a little less than you could.
Yes, that's so excellent. You're good with the quotes. You're pulling these quotes out of, maybe they're in front of you, but
well, great. I got to keep, when you ask me a question, some of these just come to mind, these old ones that I haven't thought of in a while. So.
All right, let's talk about your business. You have a successful company. For the entrepreneurs listening that are trying to grow their business, what are some growth strategies that have worked for you?
Yeah, you know, I think the best thing you can do is ask yourself, where do I want my money to live? Because where your money lives makes it do different things. Talk about actualizing potential. If you put a dollar into a savings account at the end of the year, all you have is a dollar. If you put a dollar into a ice cream cone, you know, it's, you have the nice tasty treat, but then you've lost that dollar, but you've also lost all that $1 might have earned for you over your lifetime had you not bought the ice cream cone and instead invested that money. Now, I still buy my ice cream. Don't worry. I love them a little too much. On the other side, if you put your money into a 401k or IRA, again, where your money lives makes it act differently. Sure, it might go up and down with the markets, but it's also going to get taxed in the future. And we don't know where taxes are headed. I mean, Ryan, what do you think? Are taxes going down or up over your lifetime?
Probably up.
So why do all of us put money into tax-deferred financial vehicles? That word defer sounds great in the moment. Kind of like eating an ice cream cone. It feels great in the moment. But then there's that empty feeling in your bank account or in your 401k when the IRS takes your money. So by sitting down and thinking carefully, where do I want my money to live? And one of the things I did with my wife early on, we had a conversation about our best financial vehicles. Where do we want our money to live so that it's working for us instead of us, you know, working hard for money? And one of the strategies we came across was a tool known as Bank on Yourself, which allows you, in essence, to become your own source of financing to not just be become debt-free, but become better than debt-free. What's better than being debt-free, Ryan? It's being the bank. The bank has the best business in the universe. They've been the most profitable enterprise in all of human history. And if you know how to set up your financial life to act and function like a bank, then you can win the financial game by default. When all your competitors in your business industry, whatever industry you're in, are shelling out money to the banksters, the credit cards, the finance companies, and you're the one collecting interest and payments, financing, you'll win by default. So that's one of the strategies that's really helped our entrepreneur clients and even families that have a W-2 day job.
And you say it was bank on yourself, is that .com? We'll link it up in the show. Okay. I haven't heard of that before. Interesting. I've got one last question for you, Mark, and we're going to wrap up with you sharing your website, anything else you want to share. Let's talk about habits, self-care habits. Do you have one that's like your number one pillar self-care habit that you can share with us?
All of these, again, are going to be subject to change, right? So we always have a regular, consistent upgrading of yourself, and finding those life-giving habits might change when they stop providing life. Don't keep doing something just because it's what you've always done. That's what makes us brittle and dry. We need to stay supple, focused, disciplined, you know, life-chasing. So find that capacity to always ask, is this still bringing me life? As far as habits, man, I'd say the best, one of my favorites is applying your body to something really hard, like physically lifting heavy something every day. It's interesting. It's not as much for the body, although it's there to benefit when you lift weights, but your mind, your body, your capacity to think clearly, just something clicks into place. It's like a lock and key for my body anyway. When my mind knows that my body's going to go lift something heavy for a while, it can focus on other projects. And that one habit of doing something hard with your body helps free your mind to reach its potential. And I'd say that's one of my number one pillars. There might be two or three others, prayer, focus, you know, playing with my daughter every day, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Sounds like you live a great life, Mark. Thanks for everything you shared. If someone wants to connect with you, where should we send them?
The podcast I mentioned earlier, Not Your Average Financial Podcast. And you can listen more to some of the strategies that we focus on with our clients, including Bank on Yourself. We've got over almost 300 episodes of our show devoted to strategies that have helped business owners and, you know, real estate investors and more take control of their finances. If you want to take control of your morning, you might want to also look at your money. And so we focus on that and other topics at notyouraveragefinancialpodcast.com. And if you want to reach out to me, there's a big button there that says request a meeting, and we can schedule a 15-minute chat and discuss some of your goals, hopes, and help you realize your potential.
Excellent. Great job, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.